This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our bumper music exited out early there, Mr. Producer.
That's okay.
I wait for my little ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. You know, I got my cues, but I'm all ready to go. It's hour number three, and we'll take your calls all hour long. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number. Join us. 800-313-9443 is how you can join us. And let's take a call, Steve. What do you say?
Okay. Sounds good.
Bob, you're on the Bob Tuscan Show. What's up, man?
What up? Hey, you know, the Federal Reserve charter is longer than 100 years. It got changed March 9th, 1933 with the Emergency Banking Act.
So there actually is a charter. And it actually...
At first, there was a charter in... 1913, when they did it on December 24th. At first, it had a 100-year charter, but with different things in 1916, and then more or less with what happened with the Emergency Banking Act because of the collapse in 29, they just did it indefinite. It's a lot of misconception as far as that it's a 100-year charter. Actually, you ever seen that documentary, All Wars, Banker Wars? When Rivero did?
No, I haven't. Maybe I have part of it. What's the name of it again?
All Wars is Banker Wars. All Wars are Banker Wars. Actually, this is the third Federal Reserve. Actually, it was there was two other ones before this, and they weren't going to be able to do a third one because people would catch on to what was going on, and they didn't. They chose Federal Reserve because it gave the it insinuated that it was federal. That it was part of the government.
Right.
They didn't want to do it as central bank of the United States like the two other previous ones that failed. Yeah, but that All Wars Banker War documentary is very good. You gotta check it out. But I checked out this other one a couple days ago. Man, it's really, really long. It's called Ring of Power. You ever seen it? It's like 4 hours long. But yeah, it breaks it down for anybody that doesn't really know about the banking stuff and all the conspiracies as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, I've seen that. I started that. I know it's long, and that's why I haven't seen the completion of it. And I keep getting to a certain point and getting interrupted, and that's a good one as well. There's a lot of good films on the Federal Reserve banking system, and most all of them are pretty good, as a matter of fact. And the question is, though, and if you have any of that information, you know, I'd like to know about the stipulations that Congress has to revoke the Federal Reserve at any point, and whether that's still active, and whether anybody has ever, proposed that be done. I mean, there may have been times in the past, I'm sure, well, you know, Ron Paul talks about auditing the Fed, and of course he's also said that we need to get rid of it, but, he believes, like apparently did, at least while he was in Congress, that the Federal Reserve can be revoked at any moment or at any point if Congress were determined to do so. The question is why they don't, or what stipulations are, you know, regarding this as to why it can't be done or won't be done.
We all know why they won't. They won't revoke it because there's too much money involved with it. And like in the drug war, too much money for it to be illegal than it is to make it legal. But with Congress and in that, I don't think it's going to happen. And as far as auditing them, they're corporations. So the government doesn't have the power in theory. You heard the whole little spiel as far as, with Bernanke saying, Ron Paul asked him, who did they give the money to? And he said he wasn't going to tell him because it's not the people's business, pretty much. We're not pertinent to that information.
Right. Yeah. Somehow it's national security, but actually what it really means is that we're keeping everybody covered and we're not telling you because it's none of your business, because this is a business. It's not a government. We don't answer to you. And we're the corporate heads and we make decisions and you're the peons and you live with them. It's basically what he was saying.
Basically. I mean, if you know, you want Apple to go out of business, don't buy Apple products. If you want the Federal Reserve to go away, I guess don't use dollars. Go on a barter system or something. But I mean, that's, we're so accustomed to using paper and plastic. So, but yeah, as far as them ending the Federal Reserve, it'd be interesting to see it in my lifetime, you know, seeing that how much everything has gone. I'm young. So I'm only 34. So they just seeing how much gas and milk and everything has gone up over the years, and knowing the corruption as far as the Federal Reserve, that corporation, you know, it's mind-blowing, actually, when you start looking into it too much.
Yeah, it really is. And there's no question about the fact that we're living under excruciating inflation, which is the hidden tax. And it's caused by the Federal Reserve, and it's caused by, you know, the lack of ethics in any kind of system that would be accountable to an honest equity and, you know, an honest commodity price. And I'm not necessarily saying we have to have gold and silver together, but, I mean, if there was a commodity index that we could base our actual growth upon, the real figures of growth in the United States would be shockingly, you know, low and very unnerving to the average American, because we just have no idea to a large extent how far our economy has sunk in the last 10 years. It's been very, very evident to people on the bottom, of course, because, you know, they pay the same price for gas and milk that everybody else does. I mean, unless you get food stamps, and we have a growing number of people on food stamps now, they say 47 million, but upwards of 50 million probably, really. And these programs are being threatened, of course. And, you know, folks are having a harder time living, and you're in the younger age category, 34. People in your age category don't want to sign up for Obamacare, and can you blame them? I'm not happy that they do. I'm a little older, and I'm saying, hey, you know, I don't expect to really see much of Social Security, and I don't think the people paying in right now will see any of it, if we do at all. But, you know, how do you feel about that? What do you, the people in your age category, you say you're 34. I mean, you know, Bob's a younger guy, but there's some younger people that are waking up. Is it too late to reach the younger generation about all this?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a hard question to even answer. I mean, a lot of times I'll talk to people and they just really don't want to hear it, you know? I mean, and I'm to the point I don't even talk about the people anymore. It's just way too far over their heads. Not saying that they're, like, ignorant or stupid or anything. It's just a lot of people do not want to hear it, you know. They don't want to hear, yeah, you know, the country's been taken over by the banks, or, you know, they're basically, I mean, the way I look at it, it's kind of been a coup by the banks. You look at the banker bailout. Look how many people are in this country. Like, if they would have gave that money to people rather than the banks, there would have been no foreclosures or people losing their houses and, yeah, just all that stuff. But that's
yeah, Bob Tuscan and I covered this when it first happened. We talked about the fact that there were only about 2.5 million homes in foreclosure. You got to remember, some of these places are shacks and junks that need to be, you know, they need to be bulldozed. That's always going to happen, you know, as things get older. There's always going to be properties that need to be either renovated or you know, brought down. But the fact is, if you took $700 billion. and you were to spread that among these people who are in troubled loan situations, I mean, you would have well over $120,000-$150,000 apiece to be refinanced. Now, the government actually made a profit doing that under, of all people, FDR and the Home Loan Corporation. And the one time the government actually did something right, they actually were turning a profit on the Home Loan Corporation in the 50s. Had they refinanced all that money in home loans and gotten people back settled into these places, they would have kept the markets from crashing, at least in the home loans. But that wasn't even any of it. I mean, that was what they were trying to blame on the American public. They knew they had done it themselves with rubber stamping all of these illegitimate loans and turning these things over so quickly and trading these mortgages. But the reality is it was money stolen from the foreign banks that they couldn't keep up. It had nothing to do with
it. We sold all of our shares of one of these big bailout companies. I'll tell you which one on the other side. Stand by. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call, Bob.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're taking phone calls all hour, 800-313-9443. Call up with your Bigfoot story or your Chupacabra story. We'd love to hear them. Let's talk to Fred in California. Hi, Fred.
What compelled me to call in tonight was your guest that called in. A really important subject tonight. I got hurt as a fireman back in 87 trying to save a family from a meth lab explosion. And that resulted in 5 fusions and horrendous pain since 87. You know, bedridden since 2000 to about 2011 and on 27 medications. I was without pain the first 5 seconds. I would open my eyes every day. But when the trade towers dropped in New York, I switched from reading novels as a form of escape from pain, and I switched to history because what I had just witnessed was just very compelling, and I had no idea where it would take me. It's incredible. I thought I was wasting my time. I was 130 pounds in bed. I had a coolant jacket on. I was on all sorts of medication, and I had stacks of books of history that I was reading. And I thought I was wasting my time. And then it became apparent that I wasn't, that this was a grand opportunity to learn what's going on around the world, okay? Why did 9/11 happen and all these other things that we witnessed over, especially, well, since the towers dropped. Was shuttled to my doctor's offices, and one shuttle driver, new one, I went 10 times a month, and we got to know each other, and it turned out that he had just come back from pulling a 6-year tour in Russia working for the Russian Central Bank, and I asked him, James, what was the one thing that you brought back with you over those 6 years of working with the Treasury that was the most compelling? And so we're in January of 2008, and this is what James had to say. James said, get out of the dollar. Get out of dollar-based assets. Get out of the dollar, period. Get into gold and silver, physical, because the Federal Reserve Bank and the way it works are taking it down. And I have specialized in currencies. I spend 2 hours a day, a nerdy guy that I am, and I study currencies and I study world situations and how they interrelate. And these are my conclusions. The biggest challenge to all of you that call in is that you don't become reader repeaters. The biggest challenge is to remain impartial to everything you read and hear and put dots together, form patterns, and realize that your main challenge is to be open-minded. And RBN represents one out of the hundreds of websites that I've also had to vet out over the years. And they're the best. And they will tell you that all the research work that they, the time they put in is it's hard work because you've got to keep open-minded. That's your big challenge. But my conclusion up to date is this, and I would like to recommend a book. It's called Tragedy and Hope, History of the World and Our Time.
Tara, quickly.
Yeah. Now, there's also 2 other books that Paul Drachman turned me on to that is a little bit easier to read. This is about 1,300 pages. One's The Naked Capitalist by Skousen, S-K-O-U-S-E-N. And then he's got The Naked Communist. Now, what I want to say is this. In the book, Tragedy and Hope, he represents kind of where I'm at. The tragedy of the whole situation is it's too late right now to correct the situation. It's too late. There have been many congressmen that approached the Federal Reserve at their FOMC meetings and everything, and they've been told by the Federal Reserve bankers, it's too late. If you want us to stop, we'll stop, but you're going to crash. And you're going to take the dollar down with you, and it's going to be very uncomfortable. And that's where we sit. And I pray tell every day that I'm wrong. I do. My advice, and I hate giving advice, but we're going to hit a rough time. Mother Nature's great. It seeks balance, and that's what's happening here. It's not anything new. If you read 8,000 years of history, you'll see that this is just another cycle that many empires have gone through, and they have had their own central bankers and their own debt-based systems that had were controlled by the very wealthy, you know, and that's what's happening today. It's all done by design. It's nothing unusual. Many generations have gone through it, and we're going through it now, and so you have a choice. You can run scared, and I run into denial all the time. Because I think it's Mother Nature's protective way of keeping us from stampeding. So you can take this knowledge that you're hearing from Bob and all these people that are streaming in on these talk shows and listen to them. But I would stock up on necessities. You know, I was drafted into the Boy Scouts in 1959.
Be prepared, right? Be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared. And I have... not only children, but grandchildren. I have to think of them, and they live fairly close to us. So I've been stocking up on necessities since 2008 and preparing. We live up in the mountains. We have our own well. We have an electrical backup system. We have a 2,500-square-foot organic garden. And we're going to learn how to live on the land. So there's that approach you can take. You can find very paranoid people out there, but you need to study and listen to this RPN network as a source of news, because I can tell you firsthand, the news you're hearing on TV, it's all fabricated. I have to laugh every day when, you know, someone changes their bra size or whatever, you know. But that's all I want to say. I've had the opportunity to do what most of you out there spend most of your day commuting to work, wife and husband, trying to stay above water, putting those kids through school if you can, pay your bills, and you just don't have the energy and to spend doing what I have been doing, because you're spending it with your kids, and that's more important. But if you can spend a little bit of time during the day and listen to RBN and pick out your favorite host, you know, tune into them, turn off that TV, and read. And, there's what's happening out there right now is not, a historical thing. It's happened so many times through history. You just have to use your knowledge and be empowered by it, and don't deny it, and don't get scared by it, okay? Keep an open mind. And by all means, what I found out being disabled and in bed for 12 years, I got a Wi-Fi radio, and I became a talk show activist. So you can get on your soapbox, and on 7 digits, you can be talking around the world, and that's a thrill.
So it sure is. Yeah.
It's something that bugs you out there, folks. Pull off the side of the road and call in on that talk show, because you're going to walk away feeling like, hey, I did something.
Hey, I do it all the time. I'm not only a talk show host, I actually call into others. Hey, Fred, always good to hear from you. Very inspiring. I appreciate your thoughts. And we got to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more. Steve Starr is riding shotgun with us, and your phone calls, 800-313-9443.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, bottom of the third hour. Steve Starrs, Bob Tuscan here with you. You can email me at any time. TheBobTuscanShow@gmail.com is how you can reach us. TheBobTuscanShow@gmail.com. And, of course, Google came out today and said that they were going to demand that our rights stop being infringed on by those nasty violators of our civil liberties known as the NSA. Pot calling the kettle black? Yeah, definitely. Folks, the spying on us, the Orwellian state in which we live in, it transcends governmental versus private sector. It is omnis. Help me out, Steve. Omniscient. It's the word I'm looking for. Anyways, it's late. I've had a long day. Steve, you there? Did I put you to sleep?
No. I'm here and I'm listening. And you're right. It's ominous.
Ominous. Yeah. How come I can't say that word? It's not the first word I can't say.
It's like that
won't
movie,
be the last.
Omen. Yeah.
What's Omen. That?
Like that movie, The Omen, you know?
Ominous.
Yeah, where the Antichrist is born. Remember that one? You know.
Anyways, I've totally digressed from my point. The point is, it's private sector, it's public sector, it doesn't matter. We're being spied on from all angles, and when you hear a story like this from Google and Microsoft and all these other companies coming out saying, "Hey, stop spying on us," just know it's all PR, folks. It is.
Yeah.
Do you buy it? I know our listeners don't.
Well, you wonder where it's going to stop, you know, and interesting clip from USA Today and Gannett that talked about this thing called Stingray, which local police are using to scan phone calls. I mean, it's not just the NSA. It's moved all the way down into your local police, invading the cell phone towers, scooping up huge amounts of information. They had one case here where a little girl went missing. Her name was Jessica Ridgway. And they, in the process of trying to figure out who abducted Jessica Ridgway, they went through something like 1.2 million cell calls. You know, and of course, there's not 1.2 million perps in this incident, but they had no qualms about just sifting through massive amounts of phone calls and connections and to try to find one little girl who was missing. It was a tragic story, of course, but this, you know, the ends justify the means in the Stalin style, the Ustasi, whatever you want to call it, this new spy system, this new normal, which we're supposed to accept. It's absolutely absurd. So even the news media, as I pointed out, even in the beginning of our broadcast, Bob, is getting nervous about what's happening here. And this is what tyranny in a police state look like. Of course, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, but as we've talked about before, why do the courts ignore the Constitution and our Bill of Rights? Why is the government so far gone at this point? And the question is, we got to get down to the root. Is it the end, as you know, your friend Fred says? I mean, are we ready to get prepped for a police state takeover? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure whether we're going to survive any kind of a police state takeover because they have such large weaponry and such abilities to round up everybody who's a dissident. But on the other hand, you know, it may not be the end. You know, this could be the beginning of the change that's necessary, the major reset that could come to this country with you know, if the proper cooler heads prevail. Bob, we've talked about that before. Here's a question that I'll ask you, and I know you stated this before. There's always the paradigm of discussion when some people say those who make peaceful change impossible make violent revolution inevitable. You said you don't always agree with that, and you know, I'll just play devil's advocate and say, well, how else can we approach this, if we can, Bob? Or, you know, I'll ask just the question poignantly.
Violence, Steve. Violence only feeds into their hands. Agent provocateurs are notorious for getting the exact opposite of what the people want. And it only gives us more and more of a fighting chance, so to speak, with the peaceful means of dealing with whatever tyranny that we have to face. So I don't know if that's a concrete thought.
Well, philosophically, I'd agree, but you know, I'm just saying tactically, how does that work? You know,
how do we have a peaceful revolution? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, actually, how do we apply the kind of pressure? You know, and I don't want to get back into Mandela, but he was a guy who originally said he was for peace, and then he said he was for violence, and he became very violent, and he spent 27 years in prison. Then he came out and said he was for peace again.
I got you.
Know?
Well, I know it sounds a bit Pollyannish to suggest that we can do it with peace. I think, ultimately, a lack of dependency will bring us there. Dependency on the system, the ability to go beyond the system. I know this might sound a bit cliche, but education, you know, that's a big factor. It's not an easy thing, Steve. It's going to have to happen from multiple angles. And if there is a moment in which the bear is coming after us and wants to maul us to death in the woods, and we have no other choice, I'm all for self-defense. But ultimately, I don't think violence is going to do anything, and it will serve no purpose other than an extreme need of self-defense. So I guess in some regards, there is a place for it. I think ultimately the strategy needs to be one from multiple angles of preparedness, of education, of meditation. No, that's not exactly going to work. Steve, short answers, I don't know. Maybe the callers want to help me out here. What do you think about this whole dialectic? 800-313-9443. Call us up. 800-313-9443. Can we do it with peace? Is there a point in which something's going to happen? Something's going to happen violently? That's the question. 800-313-9443.
Okay. You know, one thing I might suggest, and I know this would probably fare into the old Reagan ideologies, but peace through strength or peace through deterrence may be, or resolve through deterrence may be necessary here. In other words, if there is enough of a threat of violence, there may be a stand down of a situation. I'm not sure that there's any amount of public pressure that we can put on our government unless it's collective enough. And Bob, you and I have worked with this for years, trying to organize or work with, you know, various means of accomplishing collective pressure that would amount to real results. We see it happening in some cases. It's not completely off the horizon. But what I'm getting at is that I think to some extent it may come to a point to where a confrontation or a stand down may be necessary, and that may entail some sort of violent approach or a violent confrontation, or at least a violent summit, if you like, where the people say, we're not going to do it. The government says, you will, and then the police and the military start to abandon that and join the people. And they realize that they're outgunned and that they will resign, you know, and move back, and that there will be a change that will take place without violence. But I'm not sure it's going to happen any other way, is what I'm getting at. I think that people are going to have to be so well armed and take it to the teeth to the point to where something could happen, before things will change. I'm not sure if that's the right, colloquial term, but you know, peace through strength, or the best defense is a good offense, if you like. Is that what it's going to take? Can we push it to that point? Can they meet us, you know, and say, look, we're here and we're armed and we're ready and we're taking you on and you're going to change, or we're going to fight? Maybe at that point something will happen, a stand down. Just my suggestion.
800-313-9443. We have a little bit more time, Steve, tonight. Again, I want to preview tomorrow night's show. We have Harold Save coming on. No, that's not tomorrow night. Why do I want to keep saying that's tomorrow night? That's Wednesday night. We're gonna beat the Sandy Hook hype, the Sandy Hook rush, and we're gonna do a show preemptively on Sandy Hook before the anniversary, just to get that out of the way. Because I do think it warrants us revisiting it. I think
yeah,
it,
absolutely.
It definitely is.
It's something we ought to be ahead of, because they're going to try to slam us with a lot more of this stuff, which is what the media does.
That's right. All right, folks, last segment. Here's your chance. Jump on board. I would love to get you in on this conversation. 800-313-9443.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Okay, it's the final segment of tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. And let's try to squeeze in some phone calls here. We'll go through them in fairly short order. I want to fit in as many as possible. You can still join us, 800-313-9443. Bill in Idaho, you're first. Go ahead.
Oh, good evening. Merry Christmas again. Great broadcast, Steve.
Happy Hanukkah, great. Bill.
I'm sorry?
Happy Thanks, Hanukkah. And a merry, happy Kwanzaa to you as well.
And Hanukkah as well. I just wanted to mention, I tried desperately to get this information over to Freeman. He was on with Clint, but obviously the Pegasus Project has expanded even further than I was aware of initially. I'd mention V.K. Durham, Bob Brule, cause of cartel closing in. I'd agree with everything I'd agree with everything Fred said, right up to the point that we're to capitulate, and I find that to be defeatist. Very well, or very poorly timed, considering what Iceland just managed to do, as little of a country as they are.
Yeah.
I assume that there's a mad dash and a desperate attempt to finally wake up the best of the enforcers. And I wanted to draw your attention to and ask you to make sure Freeman Burke makes sure that he has an opportunity to look at the VK Durham Trust. I assume you've already reviewed it for a number of months, but it's been hanging fire considering the InQtel has managed to challenge the thread and bury it. I believe Clint Richardson's guest, Mr. Lively, from last week, has the technology capability of lifting the cover off of the August 8th of this year's last posting. You're familiar with Shirley Allen? She was the nurse that was attacked by the Washington, Illinois police and darn near murdered.
Shirley.
Allen. Jack
Shirley.
Jack McLam and his buddy, the good colonel, went in and saved her life way back when, in the 90s. Turns out she's still alive. You're not aware of Shirley, are you?
I am Shirley.
No, but we have had Jack McLam on.
I'm surely aware of her.
Yeah. We have had Sheriff Mack and
have we had McLam on? I don't know. I don't think so.
We did. Go ahead,
maybe
Bill.
It's been ages. You're right. I think we did have him on ages ago.
It's that important in regard to 3392, bonus 3392, the VK Durham Trust. She's the primary, and it's only good for 6.5 trillion paid in 2003 in only gold or silver, and it underwrote the mortgages, both commercial and residential. They're already paid off, and these Zionazi war pigs are still collecting your interest on your home payments or whatever out there.
It never stops, Bill. You're exactly right. Send me an email about that, actually. I'd love to learn more, and always good to hear from you, Bill, in Idaho. Let's go to number four now in New York. Hello, number four.
Well, I agree with that other caller. It's too late for paperwork and talk. They've had hundreds of years here to enslave us, to encroach upon us, and to starve us with their different food poisons. So it's just like a backed-up toilet. You're going to have to get your
hands. Wait a second. Who's starving you with the different food poisons? Nobody's starving me because I choose what I put in my own body.
Oh, me too. I'm just saying that it's just they're hitting us with the chemtrails and putting it on our gardens and things like that.
That's true. Trees
are dying from the mold, and it's just...
So what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it? When they come to my door, the best thing is like they burned in the camps when they realized something that they could have stood behind the doors with cudgels and axes and ground the infernal machine to a halt. That's about the most you can do. It's just that kind of thing. I just can't think of any other way to do it. I mean, the FEMA camps are already in operation. They're already putting people in them, so the machine's already grinding.
My theory about the FEMA camps is that people are going to volunteer to go to them.
Well, the poor people are already disappearing off the streets. The homeless and things like that are going in there. So
they most likely want to go to these camps.
Well, they don't have a choice. Once they get in the camps, they have to get permission slips to go out for medical and stuff, and they can't leave once they go in. Looks like the Roach Motel. Once they go in, they never go out. So,
yikes.
We've talked about the prison population as being part of that, actually, already, and the growing prison population that has become industrialized and now corporate and privately owned. And these people are working for 25 cents a day. We had some really good calls and guests on that. And that's a big part of it. But What do we know about the actual FEMA camps and where some of these people are at this point right now, and how many people are under the jurisdiction of FEMA?
I can't answer you on that. I just read several articles, and I can't say for certain that I've seen it, but I have contacted a person runs a big construction company, and he was asked to go to one of these southern states to construct all these graves and things like that. So it was pretty much compartmentalized. They didn't try to have anybody in local to bid on building these half a million graves. So that's what he was telling me. So
I would love to. I would love to hear his testimony on that. Will you email me more about that?
Well, he's not a patriot or anything like that. It's just
well, it doesn't matter. Have him tell his story.
He won't
number
tell
four,
it.
I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Then it's just hearsay, unfortunately. So, anyways, let's take one last comment from Fred. He's decided to join us again and grace us with his present. Fred, you'll get the last word, brother. Go ahead.
I just wanted to respond to Bill's phone call on there. I covered that book, Tragedy and Hope, and I didn't hit the hope portion of it. I'm deadly set against capitulation, and this is how I learned about that. I was drafted in April of 68. I found myself as a infantryman fighting in the Iron Triangle up in the Cambodian area. And I had never seen a group of people like the Vietnamese fight so hard for their freedom. Incredible. We all knew we weren't going to win. So I'm for fighting on. And all these talk show hosts, they're warriors. Same with you people that are calling in. You're putting your reputation on the line, and you're making a move. So, no, I'm for fighting on. I just wanted to make that clear.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for checking back in with us, man.
Semper Fi, man. That's good. Well, we got to keep fighting. We got to stay at it. I want to follow up on some of these things that Bill has been sending us, and I haven't been as much as I'd like to. What do you say?
He never emails me about it. He always comes on air and gives us a big mouthful, and I don't get his emails, I don't think.
Well, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com.
Thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com.
Right. And send that over to me, too, Bob, if he's, and you could send that to my email as well. Because
yeah,
I would
your
like
email
to...
is sexystevestars69, right?
No, that's it. Don't tell anybody about that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Wrong.
No, but yeah, you can just store that in here. Drop it in a link here as we do the show, because I am very interested in this. Was it BK Durham settlement and everything that he's been talking about? Because there are things that are going on, and you know, we have been talking about gold and silver. China is still buying massive amounts of gold, and it's looking like
bitcoins.
Bitcoins. These are alternative currencies, of course, that could shake and rattle and roll the Federal Reserve. I don't know why they haven't stopped Bitcoin yet. I would think they would be, but it seems to me like maybe Bitcoin's in on the whole thing. Who knows?
Maybe. All right, Steve. Thanks, man. Always great to have you. We'll see you again Wednesday night. And on Tuesday night, we have a special guest coming on the show. He's got I don't have time to preview it. You'll have to tune in. Folks, I love you. See you tomorrow night. Thanks so much.
Another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial